One of the things I love about Saturdays on Hacker News is the reflective intellectual content that surfaces. Today has three stories in this category that together form an interesting constellation. The IEEE Spectrum piece on AI and mathematics, a question from a 2011 Stack Exchange post about why kinetic energy scales quadratically with speed, and ultrasound brain imaging research from Aleph Neuro. Let me start with the mathematics story, because it connects directly to the AI capability discussions from our earlier segments.
The IEEE Spectrum piece scored 136 points and 103 comments, which is strong engagement. What's the core argument?
The piece is wrestling with a genuinely deep question that AI systems like AlphaProof and newer mathematical reasoning models are forcing into the open. What does it mean to understand a mathematical proof? For centuries, a proof was understood as a sequence of logical steps that a human mathematician could follow and verify. If you could read the proof and check each step, you understood the theorem. Now we have AI systems that can construct proofs that are formally correct, that check out when verified by automated proof assistants, but that no human mathematician fully understands in the traditional sense.
That sounds like it should be unambiguously good. If the proof is correct, it's correct.
And that's the tension the article explores. There are two schools of thought in the HN comments. One says, mathematics is ultimately about formal truth, and a verified formal proof is a verified formal proof, regardless of whether a human can intuit it. The other says, the purpose of mathematical proof isn't just to establish truth, but to generate understanding. When Paul Cohen proved the independence of the continuum hypothesis, mathematicians didn't just learn a new fact. They developed new ways of thinking about set theory and forcing. If an AI proves a result that no human can understand, we've gained a true statement without gaining insight.
There's a parallel in economics and finance. We use models all the time that produce correct predictions without generating understanding. Black-Scholes gives you option prices. Whether it tells you anything true about how markets work is a separate and contested question.
That's a sharp analogy. The HN community raises the question of whether mathematics is about to bifurcate. Some mathematics done by humans for human understanding, and some mathematics done by AI systems for applications where truth is sufficient and comprehension is optional.
Now, the Kinetic Energy Stack Exchange post scored 256 points and 122 comments, which is remarkable for a 15-year-old physics question. What's going on there?
The question is, why does kinetic energy scale as 1/2 mv² rather than linearly with velocity? It seems counterintuitive. Double your speed, quadruple your kinetic energy. The Stack Exchange answers are genuinely excellent, and I think the reason it's trending today is that someone in the HN community reshared it and the discussion exploded. The core insight is that energy is defined by the work integral, the integral of force over distance. When you accelerate an object that's already moving, each incremental velocity gain happens over a greater distance than the previous one, because the object is moving faster throughout. The quadratic scaling isn't an arbitrary physical law. It falls out necessarily from the geometry of acceleration in time and space. The HN comments add some beautiful extensions: special relativity, dimensional analysis arguments, Noether's theorem, and why energy conservation exists at all.
And this connects to a broader pattern on HN. The community responds strongly to explanations that go below the surface equation to the underlying why. The question isn't, what is the formula, but why is reality structured this way?
The ultrasound brain imaging story from Aleph Neuro scored 287 points and 114 comments. Genuinely significant science. Traditional brain imaging requires either MRI machines that cost millions of dollars and require superconducting magnets, or EEG systems that have poor spatial resolution. Functional ultrasound imaging of the brain is a newer approach that offers much higher resolution than EEG while being portable and affordable compared to MRI. The Aleph Neuro post is a detailed technical explanation of how it works, using focused ultrasound pulses to detect changes in blood flow that correlate with neural activity.
The practical implications here are substantial. If you can build brain imaging devices that are portable and affordable, you can study brain activity in naturalistic settings, not in a hospital or research center, but wherever people actually are. You can monitor patients with neurological conditions continuously rather than during scheduled appointments. And in the longer arc, it opens questions about brain-computer interfaces that don't require surgical implantation.
The HN comments are appropriately cautious. The technology is real and the physics is solid. But translating from "we can image brain activity" to "we can read thoughts" or "we can treat disorders" involves many steps, each with its own challenges. But the foundational science here is legitimate, and the progress is real.
Let's briefly mention nomograms, because the explanation of what they are is itself delightful. Scored 127 points, 20 comments. A nomogram is essentially a pre-computational calculation tool, a graphical device where you draw a line across two scales and read off the answer on a third scale. Before electronic calculators, engineers used nomograms to perform complex calculations quickly. The HN discussion is a lovely exercise in appreciating the ingenuity of pre-digital engineering mathematics.
And then there's the World War II ocarina story. 13 points, 6 comments, small discussion, but a charming one. The U.S. Army apparently issued ocarinas, small wind instruments, to soldiers as a morale and mental health tool. The logic was that music provides psychological comfort, and the ocarina is nearly indestructible, waterproof, easy to learn, and small enough to carry in a pocket. It's a reminder that military logistics includes human factors in ways we often forget.